Hello, Sean.
How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good stuff. Now, we're coming up to Halloween.
We are indeed, yeah. Best
Have you
holiday
got your costume?
Of the year.
Is it the best holiday of the year?
I think so, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it's, I don't know. I suppose it's, for me, it's, I have loads of fond memories of being a kid, and you get to dress up and be whatever you want, no matter what your situation is. You can be whatever you want on that day. You get to walk around and people give you candy for it.
Actually, you paint a very positive picture, but I love it too, I have to say. I think it just brightens up the winter and just makes that little bit shorter before we get to the next big thing, which of course is Christmas. Did you used to play games and stuff when you were kids?
Yeah, sure. Parties. We would, you know, your Halloween party, you'd show up and there'd be contests for carving pumpkins or bobbing for apples, and then you've got your hodgepodge of American party traditions like pin the tail on the donkey and drop clothespins into a jar off the back of a chair, and, you know.
We used to have two games where you'd have to dunk your head into a basin to get money, which I suppose, you know,
wow.
Some people might say is a little bit dangerous. But at the time, of course, you know, our greedy eyes never thought of the dangers, and we just had to on the money. Now, you mentioned pumpkins, and I can hear from your accent. Where are you from, or where have you lived outside this country?
I've been living in Ireland for going on 5 years, but I'm originally from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, I see there. I knew I could hear the accent. You mentioned pumpkins. Now, pumpkins are becoming more popular here, but they weren't always. But you mentioned pumpkin carving parties.
Well, I love carving pumpkins. It's something we would do at home, you know, and it's sort of a ritual. You know, much like getting a Christmas tree, you would go out, you go to a pumpkin farm, and there'd just be... I remember as a child, they stretched the horizon, you know. Probably not quite as big as I remember when I was a kid, but you know, you go out and get your pumpkin, and then there's the whole thing of waiting until, because if you carve them too early, they go bad, you know, the faces cave in on themselves. And it was all just a bunch of the anticipation of it, you know, and then getting your costume and all this kind of thing. But yeah, you got to pick your face, you know, make it scary or funny or whatever. And so when we arrived here, I you know, wanted to go out and get some pumpkins and stick them in the window, and discovered the... You know, 4.5 years ago, it's kind of hard to find them.
Very hard to get. I think they are becoming more popular now, but like I say, much a few years ago, pumpkins were something you'd see on cards or decorations, but you'd never see the real thing.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker, you know. We just sort of assumed that it was something that would be done here. And then again, of course, we were told it was a real American thing to do, to carve a pumpkin on Halloween. We were laughed at a bit, you know. We eventually did find some. There are pumpkins in Ireland. As you said yourself, you can get them everywhere now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get them.
And so you still carve them. And is there an Irish equivalent?
Well, this is it. As I was told that the jack-o'-lantern, I think it might have been on your show a few years ago, somebody told the story of jack-o'-lantern. You know, and he's this blacksmith, and he had dealings with the devil, and then went wandering around with his lantern. But the story referred to a turnip, you know. And so I started asking around, and sure enough, I found, maybe not here in the Midlands, but certainly other parts of Ireland, they used to carve turnips.
They used to carve turnips.
There's a lady I worked with from Derry, and she was like, oh yeah, we did it in the school. All the kids would have turnips, and carving jack-o'-lanterns out of them. And so I decided this year I had to try it myself, you know.
So you have your turnip ready?
Oh, I've carved it. I have carved the turnip. We had the party on last Friday, and we had a load of pumpkins. I went down to the bewildered grocer in town.
And bought every pumpkin in the shop.
Like about 16 pumpkins and a turnip.
And a turnip. 16 pumpkins and one turnip. And how did it go? Was it a success?
Yes, it was a success. It's very different than carving a pumpkin, but I videotaped the whole thing, and just kind of for the crack, I put it, there's a website that you can put videos up,
mm-hmm.
called YouTube, YouTube,
yes.
And I put my video up there, kind of to share it with family and friends, and if you carve, I was very surprised the other day, if you carve turnip carving into the search window at YouTube, I'm the first hit, and there I am.
Possibly the only one.
Wearing a big pumpkin tie and carving a turnip like a fool.
You really do like Halloween, don't you, Sean?
I love Halloween.
And this is lucky if you do it on the day itself.
Unfortunately, I have to go away for Halloween this year. I'll be in the UK.
Oh, that's a shame. But just be careful now with that costume in your case that you don't get stopped by customs. Or don't bring any pumpkins or turnips that you shouldn't.
There you go.
Okay, well, listen, we'll have a look at that, youtube.com, the turnip carving, and you think that, do you ever make pumpkin soup? Because I know you can make soup and serve it in the actual pumpkin, which is nice.
I've heard this as well. We, in the States, pumpkin pie we'd have every year. And my wife would make pumpkin pie. And she makes the best pumpkin pie in the whole world.
Of course she does. Of course she does.
And, no, but pumpkin soup. Yeah, you get pumpkin bread. If it's like zucchini bread or carrot cake, it tastes kind of like that.
Sounds nice.
Lots of nutmeg and cinnamon in it.
And would you have the barn brack in America? You know, there's the barn brack with the ring in it.
No. No.
Well, have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
It's like a fruit bread. It's in the shape of a cake, a round cake, and it usually has a ring in it. And it's supposed, whoever gets the ring is supposed to get married within the next year. So, you know, you might be keeping your fingers crossed that you do get it or not, depending on your situation.
Well, in my case, I am married, so...
There you go.
Stay away from the brack.
I'm Keith to the Pumpkins. Sean, thanks for that. Nice talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Yeah, well.
There you go. He says Halloween is the best holiday ever. I have to say, it is nice to have a bank holiday weekend in winter, because otherwise you'd have to wait from the beginning of August till Christmas to get a break. So it is nice to have it. I have to say, I do love Halloween. I remember all those games we used to play. I'm sure they're still played now, but the dunking the head in the water for money was, I suppose, maybe a little bit dodgy, but as I say, at the time, we only saw the money and didn't care about any potential dangers, and we loved Halloween. But pumpkins are becoming more popular here. But I don't know, do you carve pumpkins? Do you go to any special trouble for Halloween? Do give us a call, 1850 715 922.